CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded and ancestral territory of Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio option down on the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktr.ee/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website at cjsf.ca. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Hello everybody, and happy Tuesday. I always have to pause myself from saying happy Wednesday. I'm still not used to it, but it's a Tuesday. I'm probably having a great day so far. I'm excited for today's playlist. I think it's pretty classic. Honestly, though, I'm playing a lot of punk today. I used to really not say I didn't like it that much, but I'm starting to really eat my words. I'm starting to play a lot of punk now. But it's really fun. It kind of reminds me like a bit of more like the rock and roll punk style with some great Canadian bands like Pony, High Life, Teleharmonium, which I found just randomly because I needed a song that matched with another song. But anyway, starts off will be a bit of folk and experimental, kind of alt, but mostly indie, and it's lovely stuff. We got bands like Oxymoron, spelled AWKSYMORON, which is great. And then we got Men I Trust, Canadian artist Lucy Dacus. I love her. But first up will be a band called The Dutch Interior from LA. This was recorded in their studio on Long Beach from their album Moneyball, where it says that this record finds cohesion not just in the art, but in the physical space. So I'll be playing you the song called Would Not, and following that will be a couple other great tracks, so stay tuned and hope you enjoy Dutch Interior.
One. One, two, three, four.
Of me, how could that possibly be? We see the world so differently. I didn't live here till today, still struggle to communicate. I love you so much, it's insane. Waited my whole life for this day.
Means just a pharmacy, coffee shop, bookstore, and bank, and a tourist attraction that most locals hate. A hike up a hill where they say there's a view, 'cause the sky around 5 might remind me of you. There's a couple divorces on a bad first date, and an elderly couple with nothing to say. I used to think that'd be the worst, to go old and run out of words. Now I have seen some incredible things I could never describe if I tried.
tattoos. Ever since I moved closer to the mountainside, I finally see the rain and the stars are clear in the sky. This little town is slowly shrinking down to half the size.
Local teenager who goes by the name Hallelujah Halu from their album Eternally More. That was the track Postal Code, actually from a live recording that we have in our little database of music. But yeah, they're really cool. They're hanging out around here in the city. There's a comment on that, one of the comments on their music I thought was really well put is eclectic, energetic, and constantly moving. Halu manages to turn the awkward transition to adulthood into songs that anyone can lose themselves in. Adulthood. it's truly a fun thing to write about. There's lots of awkward things to write about, for sure. But anyway, I hope you like that little first set of music. Now we're going to go into a short little transition of some alt rock. I'm really excited for you guys to listen to Hammer by Bria Salmina. Palmyra is interesting. It's like folky country alternative, which was, I thought was really fun. Girl Puppy was great. Some solid rock as well. But first up will be the artist Jasmine Forte from Manchester, who sings about the tangled joy, heartache, camaraderie, and isolation of trans feminine life, as they describe on their little website. And coincidentally, they toured with Lucy Dacus. I've played their music before when they did a collaboration with Phoebe Bridgers, who they collabed with some of the songs that I really love. But I'll be playing you another song from them called Elephant from their latest album, You Are the Morning. I like their music. I think it's great. I love Meat Richards. I love Lucy Dacus. I love that whole gang. They're all awesome. So no surprise, I love Jasmine Forte as well. But I hope you guys get excited for that little section, and then we're going to go into some rock music. And speaking of great music, I wanted to talk about Thunderbolts. I mostly the soundtrack, because the whole time I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is a different movie, like, for Marvel. Like, it was hard to describe it. Like, the way I would describe it is just different, like, compared to the other Marvel films that we've had so far, or the old eras. And I did enjoy it, and I mostly, but I was so, I kept on noticing the music, and I was like, oh, the music's really good. Like, why is it so good? And no surprise, it was scored by Son Lux, who is amazing. They also made the soundtrack for Everything Everywhere All at Once. So even if you don't plan on watching the film, the soundtrack's amazing. You should go listen to it. But this, I thought the film was pretty good, too. It was fun. I didn't mind it. But anyway, and then speaking of movies, I'm seeing Sinners tonight, which I'm also very excited about. And maybe I'll talk about that next week. I'll see. But for now, I'm excited for you guys to listen to Jasmine Forte coming up next. And stay tuned for some more great music after this short announcement.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Safe from words we say.